Andrei Dineshnura reports. On Saturday, Petro Poroshenko is scheduled to be sworn in as Ukraine's president. In this report from Washington, VOA senior correspondent Andrei Dineshnura profiles Ukraine's new chief executive and looks at some of the problems facing him in the months ahead.
Petro Poroshenko is a billionaire businessman as well as a veteran politician. Anders Aslund with the Peterson Institute for International Economics has known him for a decade.
He gets along with everybody, quite charismatic. He's a very good executive. You can say that he's center-right or centrist. Has very few enemies. He's a deal-maker. And he has been a successful businessman by developing food processing, mainly chocolate, in Ukraine.
Poroshenko owns Ukraine's biggest confectionery company, Roshen, as well as Channel 5, one of the most popular television stations in Ukraine and an affiliate of Voice of America. He has other economic interests, including shipyards. His wealth is estimated at $1.3 billion, making him the seventh richest man in Ukraine. Poroshenko also has had government experience, serving as foreign minister and trade minister. He was also a strong backer of the Orange Revolution that brought Viktor Yushchenko and Yulia Tymoshenko to power in 2004. And he played a leading role in the protests in Kiev's central square that toppled President Viktor Yanukovych in February. Poroshenko is considered to be an oligarch, but Stephen Pfeiffer, U.S. ambassador to Ukraine in the Clinton administration, says he is not an oligarch in the strict sense of the term.
A lot of oligarchs in Ukraine got their start back in the early 90s by taking advantage of the difference between the official prices and world prices. You know, if you could buy a commodity, oil or gas or something at an official price in Ukraine in the early 1990s and then somehow sell it at the world prices, you could make a huge profit. And I think Poroshenko actually made his money actually by hard work and, you know, just creative ideas and good business sense. He pursued a less normal route to becoming an oligarch.
Poroshenko was elected president of Ukraine, winning a decisive victory, receiving 55% of the vote, above the simple majority needed to avoid a runoff. Experts say Poroshenko faces daunting challenges ahead. The main one is how to end the violence in the eastern regions of Donetsk and Luhansk, seen of fighting between armed separatists and the Ukrainian military. Poroshenko says his first visit as president will be to Donetsk. Once again, former U.S. Ambassador Stephen Pfeiffer.
He has an opportunity to go there and reach out and basically persuade people that he's going to listen to their concerns and he's going to be cognizant that he's not going to be the president of just Western and Central Ukraine, but he wants to be the president of all of Ukraine.
Another challenge, experts say, is how will Poroshenko balance his policy of forging closer ties with the European Union while improving relations with Russia at a time when Moscow is trying to destabilize Ukraine? Poroshenko says he will sign the association agreement with the European Union later this month, an accord that would, among other things, create a free trade zone between the EU and Ukraine. Pfeiffer says the main question is how will Russian President Vladimir Putin react if Poroshenko goes ahead with the signing?
The major Russian pressure on the Ukrainian acting government in February came after it was clear that the acting government's intent, after it took office, after Yanukovych fled, was to pursue the European Union option and to sign the association agreement. And once that was clear, you had the seizure of Crimea, you had the barring of certain Ukrainian exports to Russia, you had the raising of gas prices, you had support for the armed separatists in eastern Ukraine.
Pfeiffer says for Russian President Vladimir Putin, the association agreement begins to move Ukraine outside Moscow's sphere of interest, something he does not want to happen. Pfeiffer says we'll have to wait and see what Mr. Putin will do, if anything, to prevent the signing. Andrei Dineshnura, VOA News, Washington.